Hello, my loves, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. If you're new here, my name is Maria. This is a channel about spirituality. Please subscribe below so we can be YouTube buddies. Welcome to my October energy update. Also, thank you so much for liking my energy update videos and commenting. I really appreciate you guys. You know who you are. The month of October is very interesting energetically. I've been doing these updates since March of this year, and I have never seen energies like this. Let's start with the fact that in terms of elements, this is the month where the energies of ice and the energies of air run supreme. Yeah, very interesting. Ice hasn't come up for us before. What does it mean? We're going to dissect in this video. Okay, so the energy of ice, obviously, is the energy of water. But this is the water that invites us to take a sacred pause. So if I were to dub this month something, I would dub it the month of a sacred pause and the month of authenticity. The authenticity is the air aspect. The month of the sacred pause is the water aspect. October is not necessarily meant to be the month when we're out there. It is meant to be the month of introspection. And in certain instances, you are either going to want to withdraw and become a little bit of a hermit, or you're going to be forced to withdraw and become a little bit of a hermit. So, and all of that is because the energy of the ice is the water that is out of motion. That is the water crystallized. That is the water resting, if you will. And so the month of October is an invitation for us to claim the sacred pause. Now, I know we live in a very busy world. I know you guys have your bills to pay, and taking off the entire month of October is not an option for anyone, pretty much. So that being said, the sacred pause doesn't have to be the duration of the entire month. But the more you resist the sacred pause, the more the universe is going to push you into it, right? So remember how the reason we want to learn about the energies is so we can go with the flow, not against the flow. So the energies of the ice invite us to take a sacred pause for just 3 days in the month of October. And you can pick any 3 days. And what do I mean by the sacred pause? The sacred pause is when you diminish contact with people outside of your immediate family, the people that you live with, right? So no parties, you know, no kind of like, ideally, if you can limit interaction, and ideally, if you can limit the use of social media during the 3 days that you pick, ideally, if you can use any type of influence, external influence upon you, that would be considered a sacred pause, right? So select the 3 days. Probably easier over the weekend, right? Because we have to interact with a lot of people usually when we work. But you know, you decide when is the perfect timing for you. And this, you should spend the 3 days in as much introspection as you can. Allow yourself to have that room to internalize. Allow yourself to have that room, that space for journaling, for meditating, for just being, for connecting with the energies, but most importantly, for connecting within, right? Asking yourself, what is it that truly makes you happy? What is it that truly fills your cup? Because these parts of introspection, right? And in fact, this particular introspection period asks us to go within our feminine energies and ask ourselves, what is it that's fueling the feminine energies that I have inside? What is it that nourishes my inner feminine, right? And literally, like, doing that as an exercise, putting that in your journal as a question, and then allowing your hand to write down the answer, could be a very enlightening experience. Very often, we lead with our masculinity in today's society. We are predominantly a right-hand society, which means that we lead with logic, with numbers, with mathematics, with precision. Our feminine sides usually take second stage, if not third stage, right? Because of that, the sacred pause is actually a moment in time where we get to reassess the rat race, the busy mind, the busy life that we have. And ask within, you know, what is it that the suppressed parts of me want? You know, what have I known to be true that I haven't acted upon, right? So it's a time for deep introspection. Also, self-care time, right? ask yourself what you love, what your body loves, and allow yourself to have plenty of that, plenty of TLC during that sacred pause period. So that's the energy of ice. You would also feel sometimes during the month of October that you may feel a little bit withdrawn. You may feel a little bit more introverted than normal. You may feel like you don't really, like in general, like even beyond the sacred pause, you don't feel like big parties and large gatherings. You may feel like you want to stay indoors and in your house more so sometimes than going out. So there's a little bit of that hermit mode all throughout the month of October for a lot of us. And it's in certain instances, it's going to be hard to make progress in the month of October. It would feel like, okay, there are just impediments on the way, but it's just how the energies are, right? It's hard to make rapid progress in the month of October, but think of a sacred pause as like taking one step back so you can take 10 steps forward, you know, in future months, right? So don't begrudge the pause. Don't make the pause wrong. Don't make the visible lack of progress wrong. The life is all about the ebbs and flows. In order, like the wave of the ocean cannot only move one way, right? Because if the water from the ocean only moved one way, the entire earth would be covered with water, right? So the ocean recedes, like the waves of the ocean come and go. And so I think that in, again, in today's society, we are taught to embrace the hustle, but not embrace the pause. And so the feminine energies of ice, or water crystallized, teach us that sometimes the best thing that can happen to us is the pause, the introspection, the going within, the taking ourselves out of the busy race so that we can look at things from a different perspective, a different vantage point. Another thing that's actually really, really good during the sacred pause is like a silent meditation practice, right? And you don't have to do the whole Vipassana thing, but even if you just allow yourself 2 or 3 hours a day as a practice without talking, without speaking, that could be a very healing thing for you. Because another thing that energetically is happening in the month of October is our throat centers are going through an upgrade. And that is more of the air energies of October. So the month of October in some ways is going to be the month of authenticity. It's going to be a month of asking yourself the hard questions and giving yourself the right answers back, or the most authentic, true answers back. This is going to be, you know, some of the truths are going to start bubbling to the surface. And some of the truths are going to just hit you out of nowhere, like big revelations about relationships, about people. Some people are going to start showing their faces, like their true faces. But it's also some of the things that you have been afraid to acknowledge to yourself, like certain truths that you're like, let's say your marriage is not working, but you really didn't want to look at it at face value. October may be the month where you're faced with some hard realizations that it's going to be really, really hard to bypass or sweep under the rug. Like, the month of October is the month of authenticity in the sense that things are going to be staring you in the face, and it's going to be very hard to ignore certain things. It's going to be very hard to ignore certain feelings that you have, or certain thoughts that you have. They may become quite invasive, right? And it is because the energies of air for the month of October bring a lot of authenticity. They bring a lot of like discomfort in the sense that they're not here to keep the status quo. It's the wind of change, but it's the wind of change through realization. It's kind of like new information is coming into your field, things that you didn't know before. And with this new information, you may be required, or you may want to take action that you didn't realize you needed to take before. Like I said, certain masks are going to be falling away, and certain people's true intentions may come to the surface, which could be heartbreaking, but also really, you know, everything is a lesson, right? And everything is progress, and everything is in the spirit of learning, right? So there is no such thing as like a bad revelation. There's, yeah, a lot of air. And because of that, it's actually a really, really good time for clearing and healing of the throat center. I have made podcasts before, I believe I've made meditations around healing your throat center. This is the center of authenticity for us. This is the center of our karma, karmic relationships. One wound that is going to be healed, or, you know, going to take the next step in healing that wound for humanity in the month of October, is the being seen and not heard, right? That wound of, like, my opinion doesn't matter, or my voice doesn't matter, or I cannot speak my truth. All of those, it's kind of like the shadow side of the throat center comes out to be healed in the month of October. So speaking your truth can be one of the most healing acts of self-care you could do. So in the month of October, I urge you to either speak your truth to yourself first, right? And journal your truth, write down your truth. Or, you know, as you're uttering your truth, voice record yourself. Just put it on the recorder, like on one of those voice recording apps, because that really helps solidify your truth. Even if you cannot tell, like, you know, express that to other people, first start expressing it into the ether, into the universe, right? The more you practice expression, the more unclogged your throat center would become. And then your expression is eventually going to start to become effortless, right? But when people are blocked in the throat center, it almost like feels like a black cork. You know, like, guys, the champagne bottles have this cork on top that's really tough and, like, doesn't allow any of the bubbles to get out. That is what, like, a clogged throat center feels like. And usually it's because people who block their center of self-expression, they don't feel like they're enough to be heard. Like, their opinion doesn't matter. So, like, it's very often a self-esteem issue, right? So we're going straight into the self-esteem problems. And we're, you know, hopefully going to reemerge on the other side of October with a lot more ability to stand for our own authenticity and to honor our truth. Honor our truth by speaking it. Honor our truth by living it. Honor our truth by being it. All of the above. I also like the blessings, to do the blessings and the curses of the month of October. The blessing of the month of October is that it's really, really good rest. It's time to rest and reset. And, like, it's almost like the energies of the entire universe are conspiring for you to have this moment of, like, a breath of fresh air in this moment of just alone time, where the go, go, go actually doesn't serve you, but it's like the stay and reflect and rest and reset and like internalize is really, really good, right? So, like, it's a blessing. Usually the energies are so hectic that, like, there is no, like, you snooze, you lose. But the month of October is not like that. It's really, in some ways, very nurturing energies. It's like the energies of the mother. It's like the energies of like being embraced by the universe. It's like the energies of being unconditionally loved. And it's the energy of knowing thyself. That's another blessing of the month of October. It's going to be, if you ask the right questions about yourself, about your path, it's going to be a lot easier for you to get the answers, because the veil in the month of October is thin in certain places. And it's easier to receive communication from spirit, actually. So that's a beautiful, beautiful blessing coupled with a sacred pause invitation. That's just really, really great news. So get ready for some really serious aha moments. It's also really good to plan things instead of actually taking action. So sometimes to make big shifts in your life, you need to do a lot of planning. You need to really step back. Step away from the treadmill, step away from the running, step away from the going, and really think hard about every detail of the plan, right? So some of the very well thought out plans are going to come out of the month of October. Very beautiful energies. It is actually a good time to have heart to hearts because the authenticity is really high. If you have been meaning to say something to someone, you were afraid about how it's going to be taken or be received, the communication is being received very well in the month of October, because almost like the veil is falling and we are in this short window of opportunity for true authenticity, but the authenticity that lands really well with others. I don't mean you're going to be forgiven for all the cardinal sins, not that, but, like, it's going to land, that communication, when it comes from the heart and you share from the heart, it's going to be received as well as it could possibly be received. That is the blessing of October. The curses of October, and please take the word curses with a grain of salt. It's just, okay, like, the opportunities for improvement, if that sounds better. But what are the things that are coming through the pike that are maybe less positive in the month of October? Like I said, it's going to be hard for you to make progress. It's almost like sometimes it's going to feel like your feet are in quicksand. like you're stuck in quicksand and you just cannot move no matter how much you struggle. Take a hint from the universe. If it feels that way, that is because you're not meant to make fast progress like that. Now, some of you may, as I'm reading, you know, the collective and the future, some of you are going to be like, what do you mean? You guys are going to be tempted to send me a message and be like, I had so much progress in the month of October. What do you mean? So the ones that are going to not be held back are the people who are dealing with karmic stuff. Because as we're clearing the throat center, that is the center of karma. And the air element actually helps a lot with clearing the karma. If you are meant to be moving forward as a part of like clearing your karma, you're going to be the lucky exception to the rule, right? But most people are not going to, you know, feel like there's massive movement in the month of October, and they're not going to feel like the goals that they had for themselves, they're on track with those goals. So the energies are a little bit more stagnant. The energies are a little bit more static. They're more inert. Like they're not forward moving. They're again, a little bit more backwards or static, like stand still, which again, helps with the presence, helps with being in the present moment, right? Helps with like letting go of the anxiety and all of those things. You know, you're not living in the past, you're not living in the future. That's another blessing. I digress from the curses, but like being, you know, being able to be in the present is gonna be easier in the month of October compared to some other months. But again, if you are impatient, you may not love the energies of October. If you, you know, also, oh gosh, another curse, of course, when you are healing your throat and you don't want to, or like, shall I say, if the global agenda of the universe is to heal your throat, but you are in the state of resistance to that healing, you may not love the energies of October. You may develop a sore throat or like even a headache because, you know, when you're healing the higher centers, like the higher centers are the ones that get impacted. You may feel even constriction in your chest. On the physical side, clearing the karma is not very fun. Authenticity is not always fun. And the other curse, I guess, of October is certain ugly truths are going to become very apparent in relationships, like I said. And that is going to be a hard realization because certain things in marriages may not go according to the plan based on what you find out about your spouse or, you know, just relationships, like romantic relationships. We just need to face the music in the month of October. That's the unfortunate truth. I'm trying to see what else. There's light at the end of the tunnel towards the end of October. Yes, there's literally just like almost like a white arc that we pass through around October 25th. That's going to be a beautiful arc where the energies really, really settle down. And it's like a little bit of that blissful state. So that's beautiful towards the end of October where you're going to feel alignment, actually, especially if the work, like if you honored the sacred pause and if you honored like your own truth and your authenticity towards the end of the month, you're going to feel really liberated. You're going to feel empowered. You're going to feel aligned. You're going to feel like you're moving with the rest of existence and it's effortless. So that's the end of October, really beautiful, effortless energy of feeling light, feeling airy, feeling bubbly, feeling like just held by the universe. Very beautiful, like feeling like a beloved child of the universe. So certain things are going to align for you, almost like unexpected gifts. And I don't mean physical gifts, but like, yeah, I guess I mean physical gifts also, but like certain things just happen. Towards the month of October, there are like 3-4 days there prior to Halloween where there's like a very, very beautiful moment in time there. So we have something to look forward to. Yeah. And the energies of the month of October, actually white and steely blue, like very light blue. So in terms of the practices that you can do, allow yourself to unclog your throat center. You would want to imagine, almost like imagining like a waterfall comes out of your throat. And at first it's going to be a dark waterfall. And then there, you know, it's going to be a blue waterfall. But that the most healing color of that waterfall is going to be steely blue, like very cool light blue color. Almost like the color of, you know, icy waters. Again, we have like this very interesting dichotomy of ice and air that is very beautiful, actually super unique as energies. And they're coming together for some really, really deep healing and transformation. But the healing I'm going to be going through in October is going to be a lot of mental healing, like a lot of mental constructs, right? Like belief systems, like our mental bodies are being remolded. And of course, the sacred pause. So that a lot of emotional healing during the sacred pause and a lot of revelations. We have a lot to look forward to in the month of October. I hope you guys are excited. I know I certainly am. To honoring the sacred pause is something that I look forward to personally. Please let me know in the comments how you're feeling about October. If you're started feeling the energies yet. And that's really it for today. Sending you a big virtual hug. I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.